So Coach Perry joins us now, and again, you know, we've said it a couple of times, and Coach Perry also always keeps a straight face when I ask this, so I'm going to ask it again.
Oh, boy.
What a good Lord's name did you say to those guys at halftime? Because we were a little worried, Dwight, the first 10 or 15 minutes, but they came out and scored 47 in the second half and took this game over.
Yeah, I think I'm probably getting too much credit as a coach. I'll be honest, you know, the sign of a really good team is before you even get to a huddle, before you even get to the locker room for halftime, you have the leaders of the team and guys speaking up already echoing what a coach is going to say. And not only does that show our guys are about the right stuff, it shows how smart and how intelligent our guys are. It obviously shows that they care and that everyone is pulling in the same direction. And to be honest, that's what today was. Obviously, I had a message in the huddles for the TV timeouts and at halftime, but all it was honestly reiterating what our players were saying. We have to play better. It starts, to be honest, we have to play tougher and more physical. And the first 15 minutes of the game, they were playing tougher and more physical than us. And we've obviously laminated that through and through, that when we do that, we're not going to be successful. And on the flip side, when we change it, like we did in the second half, we can be as good as we want to be, and we can be one of the best teams in this league. And that's not disrespectful or trying to take anything away from any team, from Mercer. They do a great job. They're tough. They're physical. They're second in our league in forcing turnovers. They're second in our league in generating offensive rebounds. They do a great job of it against every team. But we feel like, and I apologize for being long-winded.
No, you keep
– I just really am really proud of this group, because I think it's really easy after a game to reflect back and be reactive and say, this is what we have to get better at. This is what we have to change. Jim, we talk about it a lot when you say, you know, and Tom as well, when you guys went back and looked at the film, what'd you see? Well, the most important thing, and what I think is really cool, is our team was able to see that in the moment and change it in the present tense and not have to do it afterwards. And I'm really proud of the group for their fight and figuring that out.
First half, Mercer got up 13 and had opportunities to make it even larger than that. Anthony Arrington had 8, and I thought that was huge for your club in the first half to get you within shouting distance going into the break, where the team and you guys can start to make those adjustments and play with that toughness in the second half.
100%. I mean, you spoke about it. We were down 13 with 5.5 to go, and we were able to cut into that lead to get it to 5 at halftime, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And honestly, that's what we talked about at half. Guys, we're down 5. We're not playing well, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, we're probably playing at a 3. It's unreasonable to expect you to be at a 10 all the time, but a 7 will get this done. If we can figure out how to go up about 4 notches, and again, not to be repetitive, the way you get from a 3 to 7 is not banging a bunch of shots and not just, you know, gambling and getting steals. The way you get to a 7 and to a 6 or 7 is, A, you got to play harder and tougher. We got to have a better attitude and move on to the next play, and we got to do it together. And to your point, Jim, I thought Anthony Arrington really helped us be in a position at halftime to where it was still close enough to where we weren't at a major deficit. And he really made some big-time key shots and really helped us get some stops.
I'm going to give you and your staff a big shout-out. I sat there in practice yesterday and watched you guys implement a plan for Jalen McCreary, take away his left hand. I counted one left-handed drive all night. You force him to the right, and he's a great player and can fill it up. But I thought you guys instilling that in everybody's mind and then executing out on the court, it was like I watched everything come to life in front of me. It was fun to watch.
100%. And I think, again, when you have great teams and great players, and when teams do, you know, certain parts of their game, whether offensive or their defense, at a high level, you're not going to just eliminate it. To expect to eliminate Jalen McCreary from not scoring, unrealistic. To expect Mercer to not have any offensive rebounds, unrealistic. But can you make it tough? Can you limit what they do well? Can you make Jalen McCreary go 3 for 10, right, instead of 13 for 25 like he did a couple games ago? Or 13 for 17, 13 field goals, right? Can you slow guys down and make it tough on them? And, again, are you going to be able to do that across the board? No. But our staff, right, Coach Gibson, Coach Anderson, Coach Murphy, Coach Williams, they do a great job of being locked in on a scouting report and doing a great job, I think, of figuring out, A, what we have to take away, but just as importantly, they do a phenomenal job of figuring out what can our guys process and digest mm-hmm. to take away so that it's not information overload. Because that the most important thing is our guys have to take those actions away. But more than anything, it can't be at the expense of playing harder, playing tougher, and doing it together. And I thought overall, to your point, Jim, we did a great job of that tonight over 40 minutes.
Snack time.
It never gets old.
And we haven't had one in a while.
We haven't. Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
And I appreciate you, one, what you did for me this morning, but I appreciate you getting a win for me tonight. this one would have been a tough one to not get a W on.
It would have. And it goes without saying. Obviously, this is your 1,000th game, you know, Tom. But the job that Tom and Jim, you guys do, it doesn't go unnoticed. It's really appreciated. And you guys are just as much a part of this, a part of this program. Obviously, home and away when we're on the road. You know, it's really fortunate. This is a special place. There's a lot of really good programs in college basketball, but Wofford is a special place, and really appreciative to have you all along for the ride.
Thank you for the kind
very
words.
Very nice of you.
Thanks for the product you put out there.
And that's almost nice enough for me to give Dwight my snack, but I'm really hungry, so it ain't going to happen this time. But congratulations to Dwight Perry. Congratulations to the Terriers. A